You are listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a hardcore look at LOTRO from a casual point of view.
A Casual Stroll to Mordor is brought to you by Typefrag, the world's best Ventrilo hosting system in the world.
World!
Also capable of switching your server to TeamSpeak or Mumble at the flick of a switch, really retaining most of your settings, or you can back up your settings beforehand just in case and return it to Ventrilo or whatever and then restore those settings. Really easy to do. Hey, are you experiencing lag on that server? You don't like where it's located? Really, you can choose what hosting center hosts it. So you can move it to one that's closer to your location. Although with the internets, it really doesn't matter. We're also brought to you by Doghouse Systems. Windows 8's coming up. I hear it's awful. I don't know. But you know what's not awful? Video games are not awful. And why not get a system that has twice the RAM of what you initially wanted to purchase? Use the code 2MORDOR, get twice the RAM for free. No purchase necessary other than a computer. Okay, so there's a purchase necessary.
There's a purchase necessary. There's totally a purchase necessary.
So, moving on. This is A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a podcast about Lord of the Rings Online. I'm your host, Merrick.
I'm Golden Star. Didn't we redo this?
No.
Okay.
I just talk forever, so you just assume that we've already done it.
I'm like, I must have said something by now.
And how can people get a hold of us if they choose to do
so? Are we done now? You've talked for an hour? I don't know why I came out here then.
All right, so what did you do this week, other than a lot more than me?
The Dumbs this week did Halls of Crafting, and after dark delving, it was like super duper easy. We were like... The one of the bosses, they have like the fire that comes through the floor, which always gets me. I'm a poop stander apparently, and I always die when there's like flame coming shooting at me from some direction. But even that one I did without dying. I mean, when I don't die there, that means that it's too easy. But I think it was just because we were so like in the dark delving hard mode that Halls of Crafting just seemed like cake to us. After that, we had some time left over. So we went to the Watcher in the Water with the idea of there's like a deed in there if you find four hobbits that died in the Vile Mall area. Doesn't sound right. Sounds like I'm talking about a really bad shopping center. The Vile Mall.
Did it have a Starbucks in it? Yeah. All right, cool. What about a Hot Topic? Yeah. Need that, for sure.
Granted, yes.
That's right. I need to get me some of that wares and stuff that I don't... I'm looking at chat. Bloodforce...
What are you talking about?
Bloodforce says, don't look at chat, Merrick. You know that gets you in trouble. And it did. And I was covering up, but you...
Not very good, because I don't know. You just went nuts so crazy. So we went in there. We did the deeds with find the four hobbits in there. And then it just became a game of like... Let's make the watcher eat us. And so our goal was to swim to him so that he could chomp and kill us in his mouth. Because he does like this spurting water thing that will kill you if you're standing in it.
Oh, that sounds familiar. Oh, that's a lot of games, though.
So we'd run in and then we'd strafe so that the water would miss us. And then we'd swim straight into his mouth so that we would die. And I got a lot of pictures of all of us swimming and we're like, oh, he's gonna do it. We have to hurry. We want to die in his mouth.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you? It's minty fresh.
We wanted to die. We wanted to be eaten. So we did that over and over. I broke all my gear over and over again. We went swimming and trying to get into the best picture of us getting eaten by him. So
only in the dumb group. And this is a group
Yeah, we spent like 30 minutes doing that.
People want to be a part of because they hear about your stories. They're like, that sounds awesome.
It was awesome. I think that was one of the funnest times I've had with the Dumbs. We're just laughing and like, oh man, Lady Dumb got totally in his mouth. And I think Dummy was running around naked again.
That dummy.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good time. Other than that, I did some summer festival.
Moving from a good time.
I did some summer festival and I literally fell asleep while fishing. Like, I woke up and my timer was done. I took like a 20 minute nap. It, not super fun for me. And then finally for me this week, I've been experimenting with live streaming. I pretty much suck at it.
Oh, no, you don't.
But, I figured it out, and I've been doing a little bit of previewing Riders of Rohan beta stuff since the NDA is lifted. Like I said, I'm not awesome at it, but I thought, you know, people would maybe tolerate my not awesomeness because they are going to want to see
what I'm doing. They would tolerate me not being good at something and be quiet and let me stream.
Well, I figured they're interested enough that they're willing to take my hack job of streaming. I'm getting better, I hope, but I'm not trying to be lousy, but like the first 5 minutes of my feed is always like, is this working? I don't know. Can anybody hear me? I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, that's all right. That happens.
Anyway, that's it for me this week. What did you do this week?
I don't remember, but I know I farmed a lot of materials. Yay! I'm getting my crafters ready for Riders of Rohan. You may have heard of it. No, I'm getting them all up and starting to do the whole collecting of the guild symbols so we can get that faction up. Yay! And that's it. I haven't played my captain because he's got to be dumb level. And
but you could have played anything else.
I could have. But I loves him.
Oh, okay.
No, I haven't decided what I'm going to do. I'm on the fence. Like I want my hunter to be ready to go into Rohan.
Okay.
But I don't want to play my hunter. So I'm going to hire a farmer. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to hire a Golden Star to level him up for me.
That's a bad idea.
After I win the lottery, because that would be what it would take for her to level up a character for me.
Why? Because I'm not working?
No, because you don't want to do it.
I wouldn't. Yeah, I have my own hunter that's like 50 something that I could level.
I've thought about just being like, okay, I'm just gonna pour money into it and level up my champion's cooking. Would that be stupid? I don't know, maybe a little bit, but no, I've just been farming a lot of materials and it's boring. I don't like it. But it's a necessary evil. That's about it.
All right,
on to official news with the town crier. And no, it's not a new one. And that's the wrong one.
And now, the town crier.
Not a lot of news this week.
No, it's pretty sparse.
See, what happens is when you push back your release date and you've already had all your release stuff scheduled, you don't have much to talk about. And all those devs that visit the chat room, well, they're busy doing their actual job. So, we had a community update, and really? What did they talk about? We had
talking about them going to Dragon Con and PAX Prime.
Yes, which they are at right now. Sapiens is tweeting up a storm. If you are in the PAX area, I suggest hunting him down
and getting Seattle.
Yeah. Getting swag, maybe invite him to go to Beth's Cafe. That's the only restaurant I know in Seattle because I watch the Food Network. And, or you go to Dragon Con. If you're at Dragon Con, you're probably not listening to this. But if you are, I believe Celestrada is following the MMO track and the Tolkien track. And Rick is really just wandering around everywhere.
Yeah, Turbine doesn't have a booth at PAX Prime.
They do not.
Warner Brothers does.
Warner Brothers does. Although Rick has been hanging out in the Warner Brothers area, in the front, near the snack bar. That's the only places I remember him tweeting about. And if you, he usually tweets his location. He has swag. And if you find him, he will give something away on Twitter to the rest of us who did not go.
Correct.
Well, I appreciate these guys putting something out here and letting us know what they're going to be doing. And, that's about it as far as that goes.
And that's it?
Yeah, that's it. I don't know
where you're going with that. That was, okay.
Yeah, they were going out. They went out and had fun. We are here at home. It's okay. Still having fun, though.
Yeah, we went to the park today.
Yes, there is also a dev diary. I'm guessing one of the last ones about crafting and Riders of Rohan.
Can't be the last ones. We haven't got any of the mounted combat stuff or the classes.
Well, one of the last ones. The mounted combat.
We got at least 9 more.
The mounted combat is going to be huge. No, I'm guessing that that's only going to be. That sounded kind of like it's going to be one huge post. I'm guessing.
Like a bad idea.
Yeah, it does seem like a bad idea, but that's what I think is going to happen. But that's my guess. I've been wrong before. Just ask my wife. She will be happy to tell you about when I've been wrong before.
I have a spreadsheet.
Yes. And that's just from today. All right. So the resources, still normal and rich versions of all nodes, which I put notes, and I should change that. Resources will still be able to be processed into low, medium, higher quality ingredients like they were with the release of Isengard. Rare items will still be able to be broken down into optional or higher quality ingredients. And they are one of the things they are doing that's new is they are adding a different way to level up your crafting through the quote-unquote processing recipes. These are recipes that will, like, the example that's given is that they had 2 low-quality Rittermark ingots, okay? You turn these into 4 metal shavings. That gives you experience. Yes, experience.
Okay.
How is that any different, you ask me?
Yeah, how is that any different?
You can take those 4 metal shavings and turn them back into 1 low-quality ingot. Or if you crit, you can get back your original version of 2 low-quality. So you can, so instead of having, okay, first of all, this is basically a way for you to level without creating a bunch of items you don't need.
Okay.
And selling them off to a vendor.
Shavings and back and shavings and back.
Right. But, and at the same time, giving you the ingots or wood or whatever back so that you can create more items to get more experience.
Interesting.
It is an interesting aspect. I think it's going to be an interesting way to play or a level up. And there are times that I wish I could do this. Should cut down, theoretically, it should cut down on gathering resources.
Mm-hmm.
Just for leveling. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out. we'll see. Anyways, that's really all the new stuff. Okay, there's... instead of 1 armor set, there's going to be 2 armor sets, 1 at 80 and 1 at 85. Very few will be auto-granted. The rest will be located via treasure and reputation. Boo. Crafting resource instances are making a comeback, so there are going to be crafting resource instances. They are going to be dailies, it sounds like. These are similar to the ones in Moria, where you could go, and then there's a bunch of bugs, and you go, and there's a bunch of resource nodes in there at the same time. Those were on like 3 or 4 days. I don't know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't? Oh, you never did the crafted instant relic or crafted instances?
No.
Okay.
Why would I do that?
So these instances you would go into, why would you do that? As a scholar, you could go into this instance and there's a daily quest or a quest that's given and you would go to... resolve these quests, but also there's an abnormally high amount of just either scholar nodes or other wood nodes, metal nodes, whatever. And you can farm. It's basically, they're just used for farming while at the same time getting experience doing quests and killing. That's their main purpose. And it was just a nice way that you would go into your own instance and not have to worry about fighting over a bunch of nodes, and the specific nodes that you want are there.
Okay.
However, those reset like after 3 or 4 days. You could do the daily quest again, but the nodes wouldn't have respawned by then.
Oh.
Yeah, it kind of stunk that way. I was very disappointed. I think it'll be good. It'll be a good way to just go and not have to worry about fighting over nodes and stuff like that. And it's something to do because we know there's, we don't know what, as far as dungeon-wise or endgame, what there's going to be. New crafted relics. Yay for tanking crafted relics. I am happy about that. You will need to be completing the new line of reputation for your guild to get access to these. But they sound like they're going to be good.
Do we know what, should they be gathering up the guild stuff now like they did last time?
Yes, there will be a new rank of reputation for the crafting guild. It'll be called like Grandmaster or something. It'll get you Grandmaster of the guild is what it looks like. Where do you go after Grandmaster? Supreme Grandmaster? Ultra Grandmaster?
Everybody's saying 60,000 faction for the next level. So
wow.
That sounds like a lot, but you can start. We have a month, over a month, really, until Rohan comes out. Start making your crafty doohas now.
Yeah. I think they kind of learned from the last time because people did it. Like, I remember it was like 9 days or something. If you cranked them all out in nine days, you could get it. And they're like, don't think that's going to be. Ooh, I like that, Adam. Ultra Supreme Improved Grandmaster.
Of Ultimate Destiny.
Okay, Golden Star tops it off. Concluding, that's about it. Really not a lot changing. Pretty much, I think everything is what people expect. You know, I'm glad about the armor sets. Not really glad about, here there's going to be more reputation gaining. But I can understand it, and I kind of expect it. Whatever. And that's it! That's all the official news
that's
that
all
we
the
have.
Official news we had this week. It was pretty, they're traveling, because last week they were at Gamescom. Sapience was at Gamescom. This week they're traveling again, going to Dragon Con and to PAX Prime. So, they're busy.
Moving on. A little bit of developer bites. Worn survivability is once up again in question. Don't know how, because they seem pretty awesome to me. But some people make some good points that they are not doing very well as far as once they get into certain aspects of the end game. Deviled Egg jumped into the discussion saying that they are looking at Warden survivability and they've been paying attention and that they are deciding a course of action.
What's wrong with them?
Well, somebody pointed out that once you get to certain points in specifically there, they're talking about Tower of Orthanc. They're getting hit. It's kind of the same old thing where they're getting hit for way more damage than, say, a Guardian would. Using the same, if not more, effort. I'm not given real numbers here, and I really didn't understand. But it has to do with the mitigation coming in.
Is this in the beta, or is this like now?
This is now,
okay,
is what they're saying. I haven't heard that. I don't know where that comes from. I'll have to talk to Elb, because I would love to hear what he would have to say about this as far as their survivability goes. And then Joe W. Barry jumped in, talked a little bit about, the Moors, maybe? People were wondering, with the new system of tunnels that are coming in to the delving, will trolls and rangers be allowed in the delving? He says, yes, they are. And people also had a question about, what about the exits? What happens to the exits with the NPCs that are there when certain, what are those NPCs going to be? Joe also pointed that, it depends on who owns the wherever they exit to. If it's a keep that's controlled by the Free Peoples, there will be Free People NPCs. If not, if it's owned by the creeps, there will be creep NPCs. So watch out. That exit may not be good for you.
Interesting.
And that does, he does point out that correlates to the bosses in the middle being there and existing.
Aimding is flipping a lid in the chat about that.
Oh, he's been waiting for that change forever. Okay. It's
apparently a good change that me and you are like, huh, that's interesting. Okay.
Yay! I chose a developer byte that's interesting to somebody.
Good job.
I feel special. All right. Talking of special, weekly store sales that are starting up on August 31st. So they are not starting up as much as they are going on.
No. Free sample of the week is a simple rally horn with coupon code SRH645. And you can summon somebody to you.
Yeah, it's free. And maybe you're like my wife and you're like, hey, it's expansion day. Where are you? And I'm like, hey, I'm in Hobbiton. She's like, of course you are. Why wouldn't you be in Hobbiton? She could just use this simple rally horn and summon me there.
I can tell you, then you better start hoofing it.
All right.
If I got a free sample of a simple rally horn, I probably would use it for you.
And you may ask, you're a guardian. Why don't you just send her an acorn? And I'm like, I don't know.
Because I'm not near a mailbox.
Because I'm on my lore master.
For some reason.
And my wife goes, of course you are.
Of course you are.
All right. Weekly sale going on. It's all about storage this week. We love the storage. Vault storage gets a thumbs up. 20% off. It's what it is. We strongly suggest, though, before you go and buy it, that you make sure you max it out using in-game gold first.
Yeah, you can get up to rank six or something. You can upgrade to upgrade six with in-game gold. 7 through 9 are store exclusive.
Yes. But why we say to make sure first, because they will let you buy the storage if you haven't bought the top tier with in-game gold, it will sell it to you in the store.
Of course it will.
Yeah. I mean, not that that's a bad thing, but it does. It's not like you can buy it.
Some people have more real life cash than in-game gold.
Well, I just want to say that it's not an option that only opens up when you have maxed out your bank. It'll let you buy that next tier. It's not a tier that opens up once you know, that option to pay in-game gold will disappear eventually when you buy too many of these. Not that I would know.
Okay.
Shared storage is also on sale. You like this.
Who doesn't like shared storage?
Crazy people.
Shared storage allows you to share like vault space between all your characters on the account. Per server, obviously. So, like, my brand new mine character can't access the shared storage for my Landerville characters. But all my Landerville characters can share junk with each other through the shared storage, which is great if you are a crafting nut job like my husband.
Me!
And you like to put all your crafting stuff into your shared storage so all your various crafters can get it without having to mail them individually through the crappy mail system.
Me!
20% off this week. I guess a thumbs up from us.
Yeah, I love it. Currency cap, this is free for VIPs, but for those of you who are not, you probably want to get this because it's on sale for 20% and it allows you to carry more than 2 gold at one time.
Yeah, so this will remove your currency cap. For those of you who are free or premium, you have a cap. All the gold is still yours, but you can't access past your cap. So this will remove your cap. The great thing about this is account-wide, so you never have to buy it again. It's a one-time purchase. It's 20% off this week. 316 turbine points is probably worth it, unless you have less than 2 gold, I guess.
Yes, then you may not care.
But it is something that we give a thumbs up because it's a one-time purchase that takes care of all your characters across your account, and it's something that's useful.
Yep. Inventories. Bags are also on sale. These are free for VIPs. You want to open these because you need that 4th and 5th inventory bag. Although now there is a 6th inventory bag. This does not include
that's not
that
in the store yet.
Yes, that's not in the store yet. So this is only the 4th and 5th one, not the 6th one that's coming with Rohan or the pre-purchase on sale, 20% free for VIPs. Yeah, it's a good time. You want that space.
Yeah, I don't know how people can handle just three bags. I am constantly full, and I thought, oh, I have a sixth bag now. I'll be okay. Oh, no, it's full, too.
Yeah, pretty much.
Skill Deed Booster on sale for 40% off this week. These are the ones that increase your class skill deeds. So, like, play such and such ballad so many times. I don't know which one. But you know what I'm saying. Like, hit this skill so many times, or get resisted from riddle so many times. Or
right. Oh, that one's dumb.
Don't use the skill deed boost on something like that.
Dear burglar dev, please consider changing that one.
I think the Runekeeper has stuff like that, too.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Be resisted by, like, their shocking such and such.
They changed Pathfinder. Why not change that one, too? That's not a good one. Resisting, that's not... Yeah. Yes, my success should count on my failure of something.
Something I can't control. Like, I can use the skill so many times, but... The skill deed boost will also remove the cap. So, like, right now, you can only do so many a day. This will remove the cap, so you... Well, not only count for double for each one that you do, but it will allow you to keep going for as long as it's active.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I don't know.
It gets a meh, because you can do this without the boost and be fine. I mean, we've been doing this for years before this was even in the store. This will just make it a little bit faster, so it's a convenience item if you think it's worth, you know, paying a couple turbine points. For this, go for it.
Exactly. I've never used one. I should try one sometime. Maybe I'll try it if the captain's new res can accelerate their res deed. Maybe I'll try it on that one.
Yeah, aren't you getting a out of combat res?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I don't know if it affects that deed or not. I have not looked. I should look. In CSDM news, Katani had a nice cosmetic post where she says she should have been a minstrel.
This is fun. She was she loves cosmetics in the game. She loves them. She's telling me all the time that she's like, I made a new outfit for my blah, blah, blah. And basically what she told me that sparked her to actually do a post about it is that she's tired of Elbs not giving her the credit that she deserves for her awesome... Like, she tells him, like, look at my awesome new outfit. And he's kind of like, oh, that's cool. And she's like, it's more than cool. I, like, deserve to be like, wow, that looks amazing.
What she wants is Susan's response, where Susan says, now that is a fashion dedication to venturing to PVMP. It's awesome.
So she's decided to share her cosmetics with everyone. Since she's not getting the reaction she thinks she deserves at home.
Yeah. That's right.
This is what happens. It's a good article anyway. She does a good job.
She did do a good job. Also, we had a post from my lovely wife about a war steed tutorial.
This is part of my horrible live streaming, just so you
know. Oh, come on.
I did cut out a whole bunch of like me going, hello? What? Working? I don't know. I did trim that out, so.
Well, that's good.
But the video itself has no real spoilers in terms of story or quests. I'm not showing you any of the quests that lead up to getting your war steed, which is pretty awesome, by the way. It's a really good story. I stopped because I'm like, is this part of the epic? It was that good. But I didn't show any of that. All I'm showing is there's a quest tutorial that teaches you how to use your war steed. And I thought that might be interesting for some people to see. Now, this is beta. It's subject to change. In fact, this has changed every build.
Good, because I did not like it the first time I did it.
No, it's completely different from the first time. The first time we did it, it was hard.
It was hard.
It was hard and it was timed. That's changed. So it's you should watch my video, honey. But
I should play.
So it's just showing you, and I'm kind of giving you some tips of like how the mechanics of the war steed work, so you can kind of see, and you can see me fumbling around and running into doors because I'm trying to like talk and do it at the same time, and I'm not very good at it. But I did the whole tutorial for you to see, and I just kind of give you a feel of how that works and how using your horse, war steed will be. So
right. Well, good job, honey. Mm-hmm. All right, this week's poll was your playtime framework. What is your playtime framework?
This was a question that was sent to us through Facebook, and it's loading. Sent to us by William S., and he was basically saying he just recently like changed to high res himself. Okay. He's like, it's a world of difference. I don't know how many people would, you know that how much this change helps. So he's looking to see how people are playing and like broken it up. Like if you're free and premium, what kind of res settings are you on? And if you're VIP, what kind of res settings you're on? So the idea was to kind of ask where the split was. And we had a lot of comments on this actually. And 1,011 voters on this poll. And 43% are VIP using high res settings, which is good. 25% are free or premium players that are using high res. 12% are free and premium using medium res. 10% are VIP using a medium res. And we called medium res anything that wasn't low or high. Like you're in the middle somewhere. And 6% are free and premium with low res. And 4% are VIP with low res settings.
Okay. So pretty much, I don't know.
It seems like most people are playing in high res, which is good. We know some machines simply can't handle high res, which is understandable. But it is a big difference. William's message to me was saying that he really appreciates that we use high res images in our guides, and he's not the only one who like says stuff like that. It's like, man, it doesn't look like that to me at all. We do have a new poll this week. I just put up this afternoon. Let me see if I can get it for you real quick.
It is, how do you feel about the Rohan expansion delay?
Yeah, so we've had about a week to mill about it. Rohan would have come out this week if there was no delay, so I thought it was a good time to ask. How do you feel?
I'm okay with it. Gives
me
more time. I'm not
asking you to answer now.
You asked a question.
It's a poll!
She hates when I do this.
We do this every week.
Not every week.
We didn't do it the week that I forgot to put up a poll.
So not every week. We're in agreement. All right, now on to Raise Your Glass.
Everyone, please, raise your glass with me.
All right. Droofy Steel Song writes, hi, American Golden Star, and hi to you too, Baby Hobbit. Merrick nailed Droofy's voice perfectly in your latest podcast, the Hoover one. That's how he sounds in my head when I play him. For me, dwarves have a gruff kind of voice that resembles a mix of Irish and Scottish sounds. What you didn't get right is his name, Droofy. Droofy is pronounced Droofy, like Ori, Nori, Dory.
Ori, Nori,
etc.
Droofy, okay.
Although, I'm Dutch.
Do we say Droofy? Maybe.
Maybe.
It's got an I at the end.
Although, I am Dutch, so I could have been mistaken all these years.
It's your name. You can call it whatever you want.
Great big thanks for reading out my message. It's really weird. Awesome to have someone read aloud what you've written, especially when part of it is RP'd. Also, that's at least the second time I got you to read out loud in a dwarven voice. Ha ha. Well, off to my next attempt, I guess. Later, guys.
Andrew writes, hi, Golden Star Merrick. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but I thought it was cool enough to share. I found this article about a high school sophomore, Blake Bear, who recreated Rivendell using Legos. Here's a link to the article, and I'll put that in the chat room for everybody to look at.
It's very cool.
It's impressive. Blake has other Lord of the Rings themed Lego creations he posted on his Flickr account as well. Thanks, Andrew. Andrew's the second person who sent this link to me this week. It is very impressive looking. It's worth taking a look at.
I agree. Very cool. Zachary writes, Golden Star and Merrick, I stopped by my local GameStop today to ask about the Mithril Edition. They didn't have any in stock, but the clerk offered to print me out a value shipping coupon code, which will allow me to buy the item on GameStop's website and get it shipped for free. I'm sorry. Did not mean to yawn. It's been a long day. It's only a savings of $3.49. Hey, a savings of $3.49 is still good, though. but I don't turn it down free money. So I took it. I don't know if this is a thing that GameStop does regularly or if it's at the discretion of the employee or what. But it might be worth mentioning to people who aren't able to get a box copy locally and don't mind waiting for it to be shipped. Zachary.
So this sounds really cool to me. This might be something to just ask and just hop into the store, see if they have it. If they don't, just say, you know, I was kind of hoping to get it. Do you guys have any valley shipping coupons? Like, ask them. I mean, all they can say is no. I did look online. There is a coupon code for free value shipping, but it's only for prices that are $24.99 or above, which the Mithril Edition doesn't fall into that category. So this is something special that they have to give you, because that coupon code that I found online is not going to qualify for the, if you're just buying Mithril Edition. So
yeah,
it's worth asking for anyway.
Yeah, except we would go to our GameStop and then be like, huh? Sorry, I don't have a very high... I'm not saying all GameStops are like this. I just don't like our GameStop.
Our GameStop is full of retards. They are so stupid, and they treat me so crappy every time I go in there because I'm an old woman.
Sip and I were actually talking about that. He gets the same thing at the GameStop he goes to. He
says, he's an old woman?
No, well, he's not necessarily an old woman, but they treat him like he's a dumb adult. Wow. Like a dumb adult, you know, yeah. Like he doesn't know what he's talking about. And the, you know, there's, he works for Massively and stuff like that. He's like, it's one of the few times he's ever busted out his credentials. And he said, it just, I think it's.
No, it's just, and the thing is too, even if I was an old woman, I'm a mom. And who do you think buys this crap? Moms buy this crap. Yeah. Teenagers don't buy this crap.
No 12-year-old walked in there and be like, I just came from my job and I have $70 to spend. I would like a game, please.
Exactly. You be nice to this old people because I'm the one who's paying your stupid job.
And let me tell you something. My sister-in-law is 30 years old and she can kick anybody's butt in any freaking first-person shooter.
She loves shooter games.
Adventure game. She is awesome and she'll kick your butt. I'm serious. She's really good. All right. You want me to read this one, honey?
Then we have a really long email here from Rabbitses of Winfola. He came back from the Turbine Player Appreciation Party in Seattle, and I thought that it would be fun to share what he... We didn't really have any other news. He has a long email for us. I'm going to read it. Hey, guys. Rabbitses of Winfola here. I just got back from the Turbine Player Appreciation Party in Seattle, and I thought I would send you guys a summary of sorts. I arrived at the venue, the Seattle Gameworks, around 6:15, nearly 2 hours before the event. I saw the line had formed outside the main entrance and confirmed with some of the line members that it was for the Turbine event. However, I witnessed something that made me have second thoughts about the validity of the line. That what it was isn't important, but it was enough to get me to do some snooping inside the venue. It turns out the real line was inside, and all the people outside were in the wrong spot. I only told the guy who saved my spot in line while I went and snooped around and didn't see any of the folks from the other line until later. Apparently, Sapiens was aware of the fake line and even tweeted about it. Fun stuff. Anyways, thanks to my sneakiness, I am a burglar after all. I was the 7th person inside the venue when it opened at 8 p.m., It was held in the restaurant bar area of GameWorks. Upon entry, I received a Lotro Riders of Rohan t-shirt, a Riders of Rohan pin, and a Lotro 5th anniversary pin. I was also able to snag a code for a Perlino steed. Additionally, they gave every person 10 raffle tickets. Connected to the tickets was a GameWorks card with 30 minutes of gameplay time to use on the games inside the venue.
That's cool.
Yeah. Everyone else also got 2 free drink tickets. I personally don't drink, so I gave my tickets to some pretty girls and drank soda instead. That happened when we went to the PAX party in Boston, too.
When we went?
Well, when I went. There was some very nice folks who did not drink, and they gave me their drink tokens.
See, the downside of this email, Rabbits, is that now, next time we go, I want to go to the I want to go to the party.
There were buffets set up on both floors of the area. On the second floor, they had raffle drawings set up. The items that were available were 5 Rohan banners, 4 sets of Mad Catz gaming gear, which included a headset, mouse, keyboard, and speakers, a few box copies of the Mithril Edition, some real nice Hobbit movie posters, and several lifetime subscriptions for both DDO and Locho. I dropped all my tickets on the lifetime. I didn't win, but it was great watching everyone come up and get their prizes. Sapiens and Tolero, the community manager for DDO, were both there and announced the raffle winners together. Of course, in between all the excitement, there was mingling. I met a lot of awesome people and had a lot of fun conversations. Sapiens was very available, and I got to spend quite a lot of time with him. I asked him about a soundtrack release for Riders of Rohan. He told me that the other day they were talking to Chance, and apparently something was in process of being put together. He does qualify this, saying that nothing is guaranteed at this point. They're just talking. Sounds like good news to me. I asked him about burglars and mounted combat, specifically whether it'd be any stealth aspects of it. He told me he doesn't play a burglar and he didn't know. Oh, well. We also had a good chat about the Argonath and how cool it looks. And he spoke very highly of the concept artist for the game. And of course, I got a picture with him for my Facebook. I'm a pretty happy hobbit. The folks at Lotro Reporter were set up on the top floor. They were running all the sound for the event. Towards the end of the night, they hosted their 150th podcast live from the party. I was only able to catch about the last 15 minutes of it and saw them having a fun time with Sapiens and Tolero. I've never listened to their podcast before, but I got to talk with one of the hosts, and he was great. I'm looking forward to checking out their show. All in all, it was a very fun night. I was overwhelmed, to be honest. I want to thank Turbine for hosting it. Such an awesome party, especially Sapiens and Tolero. We as the community are lucky to have such a great community team to work with. I'm more pumped than ever about Rohan and can't wait to ride over the plains and hang out with the Argonath. In the meantime, I have some cool Lotro swag to play with and a new Perlino steed. Really looking forward to next year's party. Rabbitsis Starkfoot of Winfola, Faramir's Army Kinship.
Well, Rabbitsis, I gotta say, thank you very much for taking that time to write us and let us know what all that happened. It's very cool of you. We appreciate it. He sent us pictures. We'll see what we can do about getting those up.
Yeah.
It sounds like everybody had a great time. I'm really happy about that. So, awesome. What else do we have?
Well, Rabbitsis was super awesome, and he sent us some prizes, and he asked us to give them away to our listeners.
But instead, we're keeping them.
No. Oh, I lost count.
Okay. I made her laugh.
Yeah, well, you made me talk is what you did.
I never make you talk.
Yeah, you stop talking. You're like, what next?
I just say something.
Fine, I will talk now.
I didn't understand that your silence meant that you were busy.
Yeah, why would I be doing something? We're about to give away stuff. Okay, so what we have three Perlino steeds, and we have one Riders of Rohan Legendary Edition from Rabbitsis from PAX. Isn't that amazing? So, if you are listening to us right now and not in our chat room, you have to go to casualstrolltomordor.com/live because you have to have your name in our chat widget in order for me to pick you. Because if you're just listening live, I don't know who you are.
Yes.
So this is your warning. casualstrolltomordor.com/live. You need to join the chat room if you want to win any of these prizes. So first, we're going to give away the Perlino steeds. We have three of them. So, and some of you may have a Perlino steed. So if I pick you and you already have one, just let me, and you're not going to use it. I mean, if you want to give it to a friend, that's fine too. It'll be yours. But if you're not going to use it or if you do not want it, let me know. Because I'd like to give the code away to somebody who's actually going to use it. Okay. So the first winner of the Perlino steed.
Me! Not me.
Camun. Camun. You need to come back to your computer because it looks like you're just listening and you have a little AFK sign. But you have won.
A Perlino steed.
If you are in our chat room, you'll see a message from me on the right. A little yellow envelope icon. Click on that. You'll see my message from you where you can get your code. And
it is a 62-speed, 200 morale. It is the PAX steed.
It's the PAX steed is what it is.
Camun is back.
Camun is back. Congratulations. You have a message for me. You should go and check that.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot to turn off my sound apparently.
That's all right. You can't hear it.
Oh, you can't hear it? Okay, good. next winner.
I have a drum sound.
Do you?
I do. Somewhere in this abyss.
Talashi.
That was well timed.
I'm a good counter. Talashi, I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, but if it's something close, you have a yellow icon message from me. And one more winner for the Perlino Steed. I wasn't a fast counter that time. It was a bigger number. Moyer. M-O-Y-R.
Okay, excellent.
You all should have messages from me. Oh, and if you are in the chat, in the like the private chat, and you need to get back, click on your own name. It takes you back to the private, to the big chat. So as soon as I get confirmation from back of all of you, I will send you your codes real quick. But right now, we have a Riders of Rohan to give away.
Moyer says that they have one already.
Oh, do you want me to pick another person real quick?
Do you want the code or would you like us to give it to somebody else? You're welcome to it.
Yeah, if you have a friend you want to give it to, you did win it for fair and square. We just want to make sure it gets used.
That's the key.
That's all. We just don't want it to be like forgotten and lost and sitting on your desk somewhere. Kashi says that she doesn't need it, or he, sorry. Let me pick another person real quick.
Okay.
Neniel.
All right. That is for the Perlino.
Perlino. It's N-E-N-I-E-L. Neniel. And Moyer says that he wants to give his to somebody else as well. So let me pick one more person.
Okay.
Hold on. Sorry.
Don't talk over the drums.
Don't talk over the drums?
I'm kidding.
Hold on. I gotta count again. I don't know what to say. Elthair? E-L-T-H-A-R. Elthair.
I have no symbol. I'm sorry, Thundir. I wish I did. I do not. I do have a record scratch.
A record scratch.
It doesn't work very well, apparently, because I'm pressing it right now and it's going. Oh, that's annoying. Oh, that's awful.
Okay, Elthair says that he's taken it. He's got his code now, and I don't have a message from Nenthiel yet, but we'll go ahead and give away the Riders of Rohan. Since everybody is waiting for that, I assume, not that Perlino Steeds aren't awesome. I have
50 browsers with different names, all typing automated codes, waiting to get this. And you have not given out this code.
Okay, I'm picking the winner now. Draculetta.
Whoa!
Do you need this Draculetta? Riders of Rohan Legendary Edition.
No. I don't need it.
You should give it to Merrick.
Right? That's getting old. Somebody else. I can't. I actually wish I had like 50 browsers open so I could like say, you can give it to Merrick 301. Just Merrick makes it sound like I'm being greedy and like I'm wearing down the joke a little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Okay, Neniel says that they do want their Perlino Steeds.
So. Excellent. It's a cool steed to have. It is PAX exclusive.
And if you're a horse collector, you kind of need it.
No, Draculetta, if you want the code, it's all yours.
Nope. Yeah, you won fair and square. It's yours. Congratulations.
Congrats.
Thanks, everybody, for listening to us live. We know it's very late for some folks. They stay up.
If you need to go. We're almost done, though.
Yeah, I know some people are staying up. On purpose.
We want to thank you. And I tell you what, because it's not Christmas time yet. No. But we do have an awesome Christmas song that I could play for you as a reward for staying up so late. Should I do that?
Go ahead.
All right. This is very cool. It's Gollum, our Tyler as playing as Gollum.
Why are we playing this again? For Christmas?
It's just kind of a thank you for tuning in.
If you say so.
Precious, you forget your cue. Oh, this is so stupid. Why are we singing Christmas carols when we should be out searching for the precious? But my love, we changed the song to make it better. Please, do it for me. For us. Well, yes, we meant for us. Ready? Go ahead. Oh, good. Over the Andron and through Mirkwood to find the precious we go. Gollum leads well and Smeagol obeys as the search for the precious unfolds. Over the Andron and through Mirkwood, across the river we swim. It chills our bones and freezes our toes as into the forest we go. Over the Andron and through Mirkwood, the spiders is not so nice. They all trust to eat the fat hobbit. Feet. Well, actually, that's just fine. Over the Andron and through Mirkwood, where did the precious go? We searched high and low, we looked to and fro, but where it is, we don't know. Over the Andron and through Mirkwood, and then right back to our cave. The precious is lost, a very dear cost for failing the riddle game. Over the Andron and through Mirkwood. The precious is lost, my love. Oh, there, my love. We will find it again. Hurrah for good times. When the precious refines, the Baggins is must die.
I love that song. That song's so cool.
That's good.
That was a lot of effort. All right.
One more thing. Our Mad Cats, our final giveaway of our 3-year celebration for CSTM. We had 2 Mad Cats MO7 mices to give away.
Mises.
And we picked the winners. The winners are Wayne G. and Andrew. And both of those guys have given me their addresses. But it's holiday weekend here. And so it's going to be a while until I can ship them out. But I will ship them out as soon as I can so that you will get them. I have them here sitting on my desk to mail to you. And I have your addresses. So they will go out soon. Congratulations to them. That is the end of the CSTM 3-year anniversary giveaways, which happened all of August, so come on, you can't complain too much. But no. Do not worry, because this month, September, we are going to be having the Fellowship Walk, which will include its own swath of giveaways and funds and allow you to help sick baby hobbits.
Yes, very important.
So
okay,
that's coming later this month.
All right, moving into player achievements, Golmir says, been fishing nonstop during the summer festival and passed level 150, earning the title Master Angler, and I'm only a few days away from Lord of the Streams.
I don't know what that is. These I'm are such all, a bad fisher.
These are all fishing titles that you can get.
Kelsey says, I made my first Drygok run on my captain, Edana. Won the shoulder piece and got the worn symbol for completing the deed. Now, nice. With her new sword, she's ready for Rohan next month. And Mehera of Nimrodel, all shall fade kinship. I totally slaughtered your name. I'm sorry.
Sean says, spent most of the week crafting. See, I'm not the only one. Made it to Master Westfold's prospector and went from apprentice cook to Master Westfold cook. Azuralian of Valya.
And Mary Dew says, out of game, I went to PAX Prime and got a bunch of horse codes for the Child's Play Fellowship Walk.
Teaser.
I will be getting a hold of Golden Star tomorrow to find out where to send them. In game, I was too busy this week to play.
I hear ya.
Thank you, Mary Dew. We appreciate your dedication to getting us stuff for the Fellowship Walk. Side note for Landerville players, One of our auctions that we're planning to do is an auction to win a legendary item that's crafted from a crafter. And right now she's got everything she needs to craft a second age. And she's hoping that someone on Landreville is willing to donate a worn symbol of the Elder King so she can up that prize to a first age.
Yes.
So if you're willing to help out for that initiative, please let me know. I'll get you in touch with the crafter. We'll get you set up so that we can make that an offering. Winfola, just to give you some competition, Winfola has already donated not one, but they said possibly two.
That's very cool.
To this auction. Very cool. So that's fantastic. We're going to have a lot of fun with our charity auctions this year. I'm super excited.
And if you are interested in setting something up with in correlation with that, send me an email and I'll get you in touch with her. Or send an email to podcast@casualstrolltomordor.
I just said send me and I would do it.
Yeah. Yeah, send it to Golden Star because she's the one who actually is organized.
Yeah, she's the one who's organized.
But yeah, that's actually what I've been gathering resources for is to help with that. So I do stuff. I do stuff.
People do stuff.
People wonder what I do. They don't know because I am quiet. Not on the podcast.
No, I'm like, what are you talking about? In game, he doesn't read, honey.
So, I don't read.
If you say hi to him, like if you actually know one of his ridiculous characters' names, he doesn't read. He doesn't read me at all. Like, I'm in the next room going, read your chat. I am asking you a question.
I'm in my own world. That's why I need the Palantir thing, is because I won't look at my health otherwise. That's right. I don't
need. You don't need to look at your health. That's what your menstrual's for.
But I gotta complain somehow. In closing, we'd like to thank the following people for their donations. George F.
And William H.
And how can people contact us if they would like to do so?
You can visit our blog at casualstrolltomordor.com. We welcome your email to podcast@casualstrolltomordor.com. You can follow us through the various social networks. We're on Twitter, Facebook, and Google+, whatever you prefer, or all of them if you want. We don't care. You can leave us a review on iTunes or on the Zoom Marketplace, and we appreciate it. I keep looking. We don't have any new, reviews. I don't know if it's just people don't review or iTunes isn't updating. Nobody loves us anymore with the reviews. So change that this week. Give us a 5-star review. I'll read your name next week. And you can listen to us every Saturday at 9:30 p.m. on that's Eastern, because we're in Michigan, which is still in the Eastern time zone. I know we're right in the middle. But we are 9:30 p.m. Eastern on Middle Earth Network every Saturday. You can find us, join us in our chat room, and join in the chat that is very active and fun.
Yeah. Norman does make a good point. Norman728. Zune is actually going away.
Good. It's kind of garbage.
Some people may not know this, but if you have a podcast, maybe of interest to you, you actually have to email somebody to get your stuff changed on there. Official approval stuff does not actually work. And it didn't even work.
I wanted to get our logo doesn't show up right on there. So I emailed them and said, our logo's not showing up. He's like, yeah, I'll fix it. It's still 2 years later, still not fixed. Don't worry about it. I'm not upset about it going away. If you're a Zune user, don't worry. Just download some sort of podcast or app. They all work fine. And you can use our RSS just fine.
Yeah, that's all right. Okay, so thank you, everybody, for tuning in and listening. We like you. We love you. We're happy to have you. Like Golden Star says, next month, September, this is all going to be our Child's Play Fellowship Walk. If you want to join us for the Fellowship, you just need to make an alt. We will be starting out from Bag End. We are going through, and you can log out your character where they are. We have plenty of people who volunteer. They have their pets on aggressive, killing everything. They are helping. We will help you get there. We go to very common spots. We're not like sitting in the middle of Isengard. We're starting off at very low level places. You can just start off with a new character. You don't have to be level 30 or anything like that. You can be level 6. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, we'll take any level. If you're on another server and you can join us, you're welcome to just make a character on Landville, like Merrick said. And since our fellowship walk this year is going to start on a Sunday, it's going to be, at least our first one is going to be Europe friendly.
Yeah.
We're going to do it during an afternoon time for us. So it should not be, oh, dark 30 for our European friends, so that everybody should be able to join, hopefully, is our goal.
Yeah,
so.
We definitely want to make it applicable to everybody. So, all right. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in, downloading, streaming. It helps us very much when you do that. We appreciate it. And we will talk to you again next week. Do you want to say goodbye?
Bye.
No, you got to do... Okay, for old time's sake, do your traditional closing that you got tired of and made me got upset because I was making you do it every week.
Okay, see ya. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's what... You should see the daggers I had to take for you guys to have her do that.
Bye-bye.
The daggers.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. You've been listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. For more information, go to www.casualstrolltomordor.com or visit us on mymiddleearth.com. That's mymiddle-earth.com.